Hundreds of firefighters are still battling two bushfires burning out of control north of Perth. Several homes have been destroyed in 2J, with other properties still under threat. Water bombing aircraft is being used to contain the blazes in the state's wheatbelt area. And a cooler change is hoped to provide some relief to firefighters as it moves through later today. China has shrugged off international criticism after it executed a British man for drug smuggling. Akmal Sheikh's relatives said he was mentally unstable and was tricked by a criminal syndicate, but China said there was no proof to document the claim. He's the first European citizen in 50 years to receive the death penalty. An Australian man has been arrested in Indonesia for alleged drug possession. Perth-based unionist Robert McJanet was stopped at Denpasar Airport in Bali, where Indonesian customs officials allegedly found 2 grams of marijuana in his luggage. The Department of Foreign Affairs says consular assistance has been offered to his family. And Australia needs 7 last-day wickets to beat Pakistan in the Melbourne Test. The tourists will resume at 3 for 170. Shane Watson scored his first Test century yesterday after a run of high scores, including a 96 against the West Indies in Adelaide. We'll have more news later.